Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody. It's Rob Zicari. It's Rob Zicari Show, and we are live. So, it hasn't been official, although it seems official. Gosh darn it. What's going on here? My mouse is messed up. Oh, there it goes. My mouse on this damn computer's mess. Okay. There we go. Okay. So it's I'm sorry. So it's not official. It's not official. Well, it hasn't come from Bill Kristol's mouth, but supposedly this well-known and well-funded and an organizational staff. Remember the tweet that Bill Kristol sent out? Remember that tweet? Remember? There will be a third party candidate. There will be a highly qualified. There will be a well-funded. Remember that tweet? Wish I could find the damn thing. I wish I could find the damn thing right now. I can't find it. Okay, I can't find it. But you remember the tweet. It was Sunday night. We talked about this Monday. We did a Memorial Day show special, an extravaganza. Bill Kristol said, I will be announcing come Thursday, third party candidate. Which is kind of funny because there's already a third party candidate, that Goofy Johnson guy. And we'll get to him, or at least his running mate, in a second. But there will be an announcement Thursday. There will be an announcement. That's a Bill Kristol. Well, so we all sat there and said, okay, who's it going to be? If it's going by the name of the Latter-day Republicans, my money was on Mitt Romney. My money was on Mitt Romney because Ted Cruz said, no, I'm not doing it. Or his reps said, no, he's not doing it. Rubio, not doing it. Cotton, not doing it. Sass, not doing it. Nobody was going to do this suicide mission. We talked about this. You would be blacklisted. It'd be over. You'd be done. Finished. You'd be handing over the presidency to Hillary Clinton. And we'll get to polls later, too. We'll get to there's a whole bunch of polls that just came out. You got some state polls. You even have a CNN poll of polls. And some polls in some states have Trump up or tied. You have a poll of polls with Hillary Clinton beating Trump by 2 points. So you basically have a margin of error tie. So as of right now, Hillary Clinton has to fight to become president of the United States. Maybe she'll win. Who knows? But she's fighting. But a third party candidate, as we discussed, with some name recognition, would definitely hand presidency to somebody that has a following, somebody that ran, somebody that would have a couple million people cast a vote for them. So we went through the names, and everybody was like, listen, we're not going to be the ones that are responsible. Because you got to imagine, if you're a senator or you're a congressman, you're going to be blacklisted. You'll be blamed. You'll be the Ralph Nader of the Republicans. So we came to the conclusion that it was Mitt Romney. Latter-day Republicans, Latter-day Saints, that's Mormon talk, that's Magic Underpants talk. That was our theory. Matter of fact, I guaranteed that it would be Mitt Romney. Now, word came down last night that it's a gentleman, well, bigger. He's bigger than Mitt Romney. He's bigger than Marco Rubio. He's bigger than Rafael Cruz. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that person is David French. Who? What? Who? Who the hell is David French? I didn't even know. I never heard of David French. Never heard of David French. But guess what? Oh. Turns out that David French, yes, David French, works for the National Review. He's a staff writer. Yes. The big name conservative, the big name Republican is a staff writer. Staff writer for Bill Kristol's magazine. This has got to be a joke. There's no way this has got to be a swerve. I'm calling this a swerve. Okay? Those of you who don't know what a swerve is in the wrestling world, in the pro wrestling world, a swerve is having people believe one thing, and when they're settled into believing that outcome or that situation, you hit them with something completely opposite. You lull them into believing something that's going to happen, and then at the last second, you switch it up on them. It's a swerve. I got to say, we're being swerved right now. We're all being led to believe that it's David French. So we all talk about David French, and we all pontificate about it, and we all laugh at it. And then Bill Kristol tomorrow announces Mitt Romney and goes, aha, I swerved ya. This has got to be a swerve. This has got to be a political swerve. There's no way. It's either a political swerve or it was a rib. It was a joke. That Crystal's going to come out tomorrow and say, listen, I did what I did to rile Donald Trump up. I wanted to get him all crazy. I wanted to have fun with him. That's it. I wanted to play the same game that he plays. I wanted to go on Twitter and get a rise out of him. It's got to be those two scenarios. It can't be Bill Kristol legitimately looking at this guy, David French, and going, you are the name that us conservatives need. You are everything we've been looking. You have name ID. There's no way. Not in this universe. Maybe a parallel universe where David French ran for president and he was within one vote. It was like in a parallel universe where there was no electoral college and it was one person, one vote. And when they counted up all the votes, David French lost by one vote. That was it, one vote. And it took a week for a recall, because how could it be? And after the recall, it was still just one vote. One vote. And it was historic in this parallel universe. So David French ran again. Maybe. And so the name ID, I mean, he hosted the Super Bowl. But in this universe, the only people that know who David French is are people that read the National Review, which is not a lot. It's not a lot of people. I think more people read Hustler or Playboy. And no one reads porno mags anymore. But in this case, I think more people read Hustler and Playboy than the National Review. The only people who know who David French are the most hardcore of hardcore neoconservatives. And even then, I bet you could find a few that will go, who? David French? Who the hell is that? Well, that's Bill Kristol's secret weapon. David French. Oh, God. And if you look at him, hey, listen, I know this isn't a prerequisite of a candidate. I know that, you know, sure. Donald Trump's hair is a little funny, but you got to just take a look at this David French character. He looks frightening. I seen somebody on Twitter. I seen someone on Twitter posted a picture of him and next to the the picture of Darth Vader being unmasked from Empire. Strikes back. He looks frightening. There's pictures that are out there now where he's got the Captain Steubing haircut, you know, the bald on top and the hair on the sides, along with the goatee. And I think those are old pictures, because pictures they have now, he's completely bald. He's got no facial hair. And yeah, he looks like a villain from Star Wars. Or I thought he looks like those, and I feel bad for them. I do. I have a heart. Those kids that reverse age. I'm not talking about the Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Okay, I'm talking about reality. They have the pointed ears, and their heads are small, kind of, I guess you could say. You know who I'm talking about. You know. But that's what he looks like. He looks like a reverse aging guy. I'm just saying. Okay. David French. So that's the Bill Kristol candidate. That's well fun. You know, have you ever seen that movie Dave? You had to have seen that movie Dave, right? About the president who is having sex and has a stroke. And so they put him in a coma and they get a lookalike. It was kind of a takeoff on the movie with Richard Dreyfuss. What was it, Moon Over Parador? Where they do the same thing, but it was a foreign dictator. And they get Richard Dreyfuss to play the president of that country. Now, remember, there is a chief of staff in the movie Dave. And he kind of sets the whole thing up. And his concept is, we'll get this actor to be the president. We'll get this lookalike to act as the president. We then will get the vice president indicted on some criminal charges or something like that. And then we will get the president to put the chief of staff in place to be the president or the vice president. And then they'll unveil that the president had a stroke. They'll get rid of the lookalike. The president will then die. And the chief of staff, who became the vice president, will be the president. So that was the whole premise. And it was a comedy. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's called Dave. It's good stuff. But it's similar to this. You got Bill Kristol, the armchair quarterback, who has one of his staff flunkies are going to run for president. And in Bill Kristol's mind, all the Republicans are going to get behind David French, which in turn, he will become the president. And then somehow he will nominate Bill Kristol to be the vice president in the lead up. And then David French will have an accident. Or David French will just resign. Or he'll vanish back to a planet far, far away. Death Star somewhere. And Bill Kristol will become the president. Again, I know, it's completely crazy. It's completely kooky. But it's no more kooky and no more crazy than Bill Kristol saying, I have the candidate. I have the name recognized. I have the well-funded. David French. What are you kidding me? You're joking, right? You dummy. It's like, why doesn't Bill, here's a question I have. Here's a question I have for any of the neoconservatives or how about just regular conservatives, just Cruz conservatives. Why doesn't Bill Kristol, okay, SC Cup, Dana LaDeutsch, all the National Review writers, if Bill Kristol is such a genius, if Bill Kristol is so juiced in to the donor class, if Bill Kristol is what a true conservative is, why doesn't Bill Kristol run for president? Why doesn't Bill Kristol run as a third party candidate? Why doesn't he run as the nominee for the latter day Republicans? You know, why? Why doesn't he do it? Why doesn't he do it? You know, these pundits, these Bill Kristols, or these Krautheimers, or these Karl Roves, these guys are such geniuses. These guys know the political game, and they know how everything works. Why don't they run? Why don't they do it? Why don't they do it? You know, no one ever asks these dummies that. Nobody ever says to Bill Kristol, you know, Bill, you have name ID. Anybody in politics knows who you are. And as far as Republicans and conservatives, you are it. You are the National Review. You give millions of dollars. You give millions of dollars to candidates. You back different causes. Why don't you do it? Why don't you show all of us what a true conservative is? Come on. Why don't you do it? Nobody ever asked them this. And I always think these people, the Kristols or the Krautheimers, I always wonder if they just have some weird, creepy stuff in their background. Like that weird, creepy stuff. Like they're, you know, into transsexual cross-dressing midgets. Just weird stuff. They like to have their butts tickled with feathers. Just real creepy, bizarre, weirdo things. Bill Kristol should run. Instead of sending out one of his flunky writers. I mean, think about it. Bill Kristol is the owner of the National Review. He's the editor-in-chief. He's the man. He's the guy. He's the one that approves everything that goes on that website and that goes in that magazine. The buck stops with him. And one of his writers, one of his staff writers, is the one that's going to run for president. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. So that's what we're being told. Now, tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow's the day. So let's see if it's a swerve. Let's see if we're being ribbed. But all indication is that David French is the conservative with name recognition and that's well funded and has a great organization. Ah, unbelievable. It's almost like I'll give you another one. It's almost like Kristol, like a little girl, like just a little girl or a kid. Maybe it doesn't have to be a girl per se. A little boy, how's that? To be fair. That gets told maybe or I'm thinking about it and they get so excited they pee-pee their pants and go and tell everybody that it's a yes. You know? Hey, will you go out with me? I don't know. Maybe I'll think about it. And then they leave and they go and call up all their friends. So-and-so said they're going to go out with me. I'm going out with so-and-so. We're dating. We had sex. Yeah. And then like a day later, that person calls you up and goes, what are you telling people? I said, maybe I would consider a date with you. Everybody's calling me up saying, we're going out. We're boyfriend and girlfriend. We're boyfriend and boyfriend. We're girlfriend and girlfriend. Whatever we are. It's not true. F you. Click. I'm like, oh, no. What do I do? I gotta go to the dance. Okay. Hey, sis, will you go with me to the dance? You wear a wig and glasses, and we'll say that your name is Camille. You're my girlfriend from Canada, Camille. So it's like Bill Kristol told everybody, I'll have an announcement. It's going to be huge. It's gonna... And then the people that he talked to called him up and said, dude, I never said I was going to do this. But you said you would think about it. Yeah, I would think about it. I thought about it. No, I'm not doing. Why would you go out and tell people that this is what's going to be? And this is the, what's wrong? No, F you, Bill. Click. So he panicked and he's like, all right, it's David French. What? That's not a big name. Stupid. Hey, think about how dumb he's going to look. Think about how dumb he's going to look tomorrow. All this hype from Sunday and Monday. Trump tweeting about it. All the websites talking about it. And he unveils David French. Jesus. And then you wonder why the Republican Party is the way it is. You wonder why they're in trouble. You wonder why Donald Trump took it over. You wonder why the people have lost confidence in the GOP, because they're D-U-M-B. Jeez. Third party. And speaking of third parties, so let's just wrap this whole third party conversation up in a nice bow, okay? Let's wrap this third party conversation in a nice bow. Now, I've been critical of everybody and anybody that compares anyone whatsoever to Hitler or something happening being reminiscent of Nazi Germany or burning Jews and peeling off their skin and making lampshades. You know how I feel about that. And I've said time and time again, if you're a Jew, you should be outraged. Outraged anytime anybody invokes anything short of mass genocide to that of Auschwitz or things that happened in Nazi Germany and with Hitler. Because when people start doing things like, Trump doing that is just like what Hitler did. No, it's not. No, it's not. Oh, Donald Trump is just like Adolf Hitler. No, he's not. Oh, well, the plan to deport illegals is just like going after Anne Frank. No, it's not. What you're saying is somebody that comes into this country illegally. So right out of the gate, they're breaking the law. Some people are criminals. And when I mean a criminal, meaning some people commit crimes. Okay? They're already all criminals once you come into the country illegally. But then once they come into the country illegally, they commit crime. Not all. Not all. Some. And when I say some, not one or two. But remember, traffic infractions, public intoxication, loitering. These are all breaking the law. They're all acts of disobedience. And if you're already here breaking the law, you should be like just crossing, you should be crossing T's, dotting I's. So equating an 8-year-old girl born in Germany or born wherever, she's going to school, she's playing outside with her ball, jump roping, whatever little kids do. And all of a sudden, the leader of her country, all of a sudden, a person who was elected decides that she is part of a group of people that need to be exterminated. That, my friends, is not even the same ballpark. And if you're a Jew, you should be outraged. Because what you're doing is lessening the impact of the Holocaust. You're lessening the impact of World War II. You're lessening the impact of when people say we have to protect Israel. I mean, to equate a country rounding up its own citizens. Remember, Adolf Hitler rounded up his own citizens. Jews lived in Germany. They lived there. They had jobs. They had businesses. You can't equate an illegal. You can't equate a 24-year-old man or 30-year-old woman coming to this country illegally, working illegally, having a fake social security card. You can't equate that person to a Jewish man who owns a shoe shop in Berlin, and one day the Gestapo comes in and says, we're going to kill you and your family because the president doesn't like Jews. Are you kidding me? It's not even a slippery slope, okay? When you hear people go, well, first it's this. No, it's not first it's this. You're talking about illegals. Talk about people who overstay their visas. Hi, I'm here on a visa for 6 months. Okay, well, you got a day left. You got to go. No, I'm staying. No, you got to go. We're deporting you. We're not putting you in an oven. We're not peeling your flesh off and making it a lamp shade. Not even the same. You're just not even anywhere near the ballpark. You're talking about a baseball field, and you're talking about a junkyard, and you're like, it's a sport. No, what are you talking about? You're not even on a soccer field. You're nowhere close. So you got the libertarian, this Massachusetts governor, William Weld, saying Donald Trump's proposal to deport people in the United States illegally and build a wall on the Mexican border carries a historical, sinister precedent from the not-so-distant past. That, really? Hi, you're here illegally. You have to leave. That is the same, according to William Weld, as going in grabbing Jews out of their house and putting them in a room full of poisonous gas. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And you think this guy is going to take votes from the Republican Party? You think William Weld and Gary Johnson, the Libertarian nominees for president and vice president, are going to take votes from Donald Trump? Are you kidding me? And are you telling me that this William Weld is a rational human being? Seriously. I mean, you want to talk about just completely denigrating and just a flip attitude about the Holocaust. Wow. Deporting people that are here illegally and building border walls is reminiscent of rounding up 7 million Jews from their own country and gassing them, going into stores owned by Jews, taking their stores and gassing them, pulling Jews out of school. I mean, it's just nowhere. Nowhere on the same playing field. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So this Weld was on MSNBC, go figure. And he said, I think it's completely appropriate linking Donald Trump's plan to that of the Holocaust, rounding up and deporting 11 million people. They would be hiding in attics to not get found and sent back to Mexico. It reminds me of Anne Frank hiding in the attic. Wow. Is that just... I just seen that, and I went, how do people... When the media is outraged because Donald Trump calls them sleazebags, when they are outraged, how can he say that? How can he talk to us? But the news media, MSNBC, has no problem with putting somebody running for president on their airwaves and letting them say, hey, deporting illegals is just like hunting Anne Frank down. Wow. Really? So that's what the Holocaust is? It's just something that's like, it's nothing. It's nothing. I can't fathom, okay? I can't fathom any Jew in America or any Jew in Europe would feel that same way. I can't fathom. Any Jew would go, yeah, definitely deporting people who have overstayed their visas is definitely like when the SS grabbed my great-grandmother And skinned her alive. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Whole 100%. I don't fathom that, people. I don't fathom that. Don't think that's possible. But there's the other option you have. So you don't like Hillary? You don't like Trump? You got the National Review writer, staff writer, David French, with the backing of Bill Kristol. Or you have William Weld, Massachusetts. Something about Massachusetts. Something about Massachusetts. Rather, it's a little Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. Who else is over there? Romney. Wasn't Romney Massachusetts? Or no? Wasn't he the governor or something? So definitely Massachusetts is full of, might I say, stupid people. So you can do William Weld, who equates deporting illegals to that of murdering Jews in Nazi Germany. Or David French, who is a staff writer, the National Review. There you go. There's your choices. Real good.